previously on lacking initiative.
I just want to stab him then.
This is against your buddy.
Yeah, I feel really bad about this, but he's a zombie.
So yeah, you run up your friend whom you were... Well, he's the whole reason you came here. He told you had information, and you're stabbing him.
This is not an ideal situation. I don't think I'm doing the wrong thing,
not
though.
Not for him, clearly. Go ahead and roll the hit.
Yeah, alright, that's gonna be 7 damage total.
7 damage is Gucci. You just killed your friend.
Yes.
I don't know how you feel
okay,
about
great.
That, but...
I feel pretty awful about it right now, but I'm also thinking 1 down, 3 to go.
I have a crossbow, so I would like to take out one of my bolts, stick it in the fire, and blast his face with a firebolt.
Hey, Hawk, don't hit me. I'm right behind this guy.
Well, roll to hit.
That is a critical miss.
You got a 1?
Yeah.
Great, so you're committed to this, you walk away, and you gotta get, like, punched in the ribs for it, and you're like, oh, fuck, that hurt, but you're like, this is gonna be awesome.
And then I go with my arrow, and I go, oh, fire hot, and I drop it.
Owie, owie.
Arsinoe, it is your turn.
If I was gonna try to help Hawk with his whole health issue, with his problems, is the only way that I can really do that is to use up a turn and do cure wounds?
Correct, yes.
I don't want to do that, sorry. That's going to be a hard pass. I like your bird.
Always good when the cleric starts pulling heals.
So I'm going to cast Dissonant Whispers on this fool.
Oh, that's my favorite.
So go ahead and roll for the 3d6 damage.
And whisper. You got to whisper.
I wasn't prepared.
That's the whisper. I wasn't prepared. I wasn't prepared.
You just... So you look at the zombie and you're like, I wasn't fucking prepared.
Which is true on so many different levels.
The zombie internalized just like, man, fuck, I wasn't prepared for this either. And he now has to use his reaction to run away from you. So he starts to, like, run away. You whisper into his mind, like, I wasn't prepared for this. And he turns in fear and runs and just catches, like, a sword in the back, and he goes down.
Yay. Do we want to go into town or do we want to go to the graveyard? I'm tired of being attacked by zombies. How do we fix it?
Well, I'm going to say that if you're tired of being attacked by zombies, we should go to the town, but I'm going towards the graveyard. You can do whatever you want, Mountain, but the right choice is to go to the graveyard.
Eventually, you guys, like I said, you all get to the cemetery, and it's surrounded in like this really gothic pointy fence. There you can make out, especially if you're getting closer, statues, tombstones. It's almost dominated kind of in the back. In the center, there is a large, like a mausoleum that's set up.
Because I am a sage, like that's my background, I'd like to ask Ziggy, this is your town cemetery, so any stories about statues coming to life or anything we need to know about here?
Super specific. Ziggy, for what you know about it, you know that the city of Hangman's Rest was kind of founded around the whole concept of the cemetery. You're a little gray on the details of it, but that eventually the cemetery just started to grow, and Hangman's Rest almost became like a tourist location for the cemetery. But beyond that, you just know that it's just a really popular cemetery, just because there is some sort of like lore or legend about it that you're not too sure on. And also the fact that if you guys actually were like inside there and like looked out over like the coastline to the south, it is gorgeous.
Well, he sold me on gorgeous. I'm going in.
I will say that, Ziggy, you would know that in town where the town hall is, where like the mayor, or not the mayor, but the lord lives, there's like an archive. So if Hawk was really interested in getting to like know more about it, that archive would probably be like the best place to get more info.
Yes, I do know this.
So do we want to check that out before we go in?
This seemed like a good idea, but since the bird is upset and I like this bird, should we maybe do some research before we come in here to make sure we don't hit up any traps?
Something tells me, if I know anything about the way games work, that nothing's going to happen in this cemetery before we go in it.
Look, I just came to get some sandwich supplies. My parents are going to be upset if I don't get home soon.
Well, we can give your parents their sandwich supplies first. Maybe then, you know, we'll have such goodwill to let you go out and adventure and see the world.
You don't know my parents.
I don't.
What are we doing here?
We're going back to town. So back to town, to Hangman's Rest.
Yeah, okay. So you guys head on over to Hangman's Rest. you guys pull ass from the cemetery. You're like, on second thought, mayhaps not. You turn back onto the copper road and start heading back east into town. So as you guys are getting into town, like I said, Hangman's Rest is a pretty small town. It's a way station basically between Ilias and the town to the east after it, which, if I remember my naming convention correctly, was Donathal, something along those lines. But as you guys get in, there is a brief crossroads right here. This is a very small trail that kind of goes up north, crosses a little stream, and kind of goes towards the mountains. Not really marked, and that's where the one farm is. As you go through the farm, it's pretty quiet and calm down. Candlelight coming from inside the windows. The town is not very, I don't want to say it's not secure, but it's pretty casual. Like, as you guys ride up, there's two guards who are just kind of standing there who see you guys, and they don't check papers, they don't ask questions, they just kind of like wave, perhaps because they see Ziggy.
Hey guys.
Perhaps because they're just like, oh yeah, whatever, fuck it, I don't care. I'm not getting paid overtime for this, fuck it. As you guys get into town, you can really do whatever you want. Ziggy, if you were to follow the road, like, just straight out, you'd hit the Lazy Sage and you're fine. The farms are labeled the farms. The barracks are just the barracks. Clarissa's store is a general goods store. The Guillotine, as labeled, as the blacksmith. And then Town Hall is pretty much that big, large blue building. You guys can split up if you want to. It's whatever you guys want to do.
I'm going to meet back up with you guys, but the whole reason I'm here is I got a letter from the Lord here, and I got to go. I just got to go check out what the deal is with him. But I will, if you guys are going to be nearby, I'll meet up with everybody here back at the Lazy Sage.
All right. I want to check the Hunter's Lodge for any news about what's going on up at the...
Oh, yeah, the Hunter's Lodge.
Yeah, up at the...
I forgot about that one
cemetery,
building.
And I'll meet you at the Lazy Sage if I find anything. Or if I don't.
So the Lazy Sage is like
the bar.
Pub. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the Lazy Sage
Tavern Inn.
See what anybody
you're
has
gonna
to
soften
say
the parents' blow by being like, Ziggy found a wife.
Ziggy found me, and
you're
I'm
not
really
gonna,
hot.
Like, do research.
No, I'm gonna go to the Lazy Sage because I want to hear something, and I also have a person that I'm looking for. So
I just want to hear something.
I just want to hear something.
I just want to hear something. I want to feel something
I'm
for
dying
once.
To hear something. Yeah.
So, Ken, real quick, I don't know why, but I lost the message, the direct message with why I'm... Oh, there it is. It came back.
Lost the reason
okay, never
I'm
mind.
Here.
I found it.
I lost the plot. What are we doing?
Wait, could you start over?
Okay, no, I figured it out. Yeah, I'm going to the Hunter's Lodge.
Oh, we're
going
to start over? Okay, so you guys are... Ziggy, you're making a supply run.
Well, you know what we're going to do this time? We're avoiding that fucking black smoke. I thought
just stab all the bodies as you walk by.
Yep.
Not this shit again.
Oh, hey, look, it's Lil Edison.
Yeah, I don't like organized military whatever. They're just going to hassle me. I'm going to check the Hunter's Lodge.
Okay.
All right, I'm off to Town Hall. I'd like to speak to Lord Lionel Bloodwall, please. I have a letter. I show my letter. I have a bird. I show my bird.
They're like, the bird can come in. You have to
I'm
wait.
A man. I drop trowel.
I have a penis. I drop my pants.
I drop my penis.
Oh, sorry. That one's attached. Sorry.
You know, witchcraft, some shit happens. So is it just the two of you kind of splitting off, going to those separate buildings, and everyone else is going to the other three are going to Lazy Sage?
Yeah, Ornithopter, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah. What are you doing? Zach? Hello?
Did we leave him in the cemetery?
I guess
apparently.
Zach's taking this whole stealth thing super fucking serious.
He's like in his room on top of a shelf, just hiding.
In his ghillie suit. How about we handle the Town Hall and the Hunter's Lodge arcs, and we wait for Zach to come back?
Sure, we'll figure out what Zach's doing. All right, so we will start. Who is going to the Hunter's Lodge again?
Oh my god, my mic's been muted this entire time.
Okay.
Let's do the Hunter's Lodge one, just because it's going to be small. So who is going to the Hunter's Lodge before Zach declared that his mic was muted?
The Mountain.
Mountain is going to Hunter's Lodge. Okay, so Hunter's Lodge, you know that the Hunter's Lodge is basically sort of like it's a guild faction organization group thing. And basically their whole purpose is they do a lot of hunting. They'll sell the meats and bones, pelts, you know, stuff like that to the people that would need them to make armor, cook the meat, whatever. So they kind of run a little bit of a supply chain for the city, similar to farmers. They also serve a little bit as kind of like a defensive force. They don't really deal with bandits or hordes of goblins or stuff like that. But if there's like, you know, some really aggressive animal that comes through, like a basilisk or something like that, maybe they go and deal with that. So as you go to the Hunter's Lodge, this one is pretty small, which is fitting. It's almost kind of weird that this town even has a Hunter's Lodge to you, just because they're normally in like larger settlements and you'd think this place might just be like, oh, fuck it, you're on your own. But each lodge is a little bit different. Sometimes they'll have their own merchants and, you know, stuff like that, a bar or something. This one's pretty small. A lot of it seems to be storage space for supplies. Like, there's a couple pieces of, like, meat that are, like, drying out, some pelts, stuff like that. And it's also a home. It's just one guy. So you can see, like, there's a bed and stuff like that. They're kind of, like, pushed away. But as you kind of walk in, the resident, it's an elf, he's just kind of like sitting at a table, or he's sitting behind a desk, basically kind of just like looking over some pieces of paper. And he sees you come in, and he's like, oh, hello, how can I help you?
I'm curious about your undead problem.
Oh, right. Well, that is... it's definitely a pretty big problem right now in the city, but... it hasn't been delegated to me just yet. Right now, it's mostly just the town guard that are keeping everything at bay.
All right, well, then I turn on my heel and head straight for the barracks.
Well, thank you. You've wasted my time. Good day, sir.
That's that 8 charisma.
And then you see, as you leave, you hear a little Edison pop out from behind the table going, are they gone?
Well, I guess before I leave, I'm curious if there are any bounties available or anything like that.
He's just like, there's one. He says, hold on, I'll get you the paperwork.
Fantastic.
And he goes to stand up from the desk, and as he gets out from behind, you notice that one, his left arm is in a sling, and he's got a crutch that he's using like with his right arm, and he kind of hobbles his gimp ass on over to a table where he's got a couple stack of flyers, and he kind of fumbles through them. And he's like, this is a copy I have here. There's another one out on the bulletin board. And he shows you, and it just basically says bounty. There's a rough picture of a large creature on it. Go ahead and make a survival check.
All right.
I like that.
11.
11? Okay. You recognize the picture roughly as a owlbear.
Oh.
I want one.
But you're not, I mean, you know it's an owlbear, but he's like, yeah, he's this son of a bitch. Normally, you know, owlbears aren't too big of a deal, but this mean-ass motherfucker came in, haunting the woods up north, fucked me up real, real good. So he's like, right now, you know, we don't really have the funds to offer a bounty. This, even though it's, you know, even though I've got this bounty out, if somebody wants to go after her, she can't, you can. But with the state of everything, it's like, I can't really offer a price to you. And personally, if you don't have my kind of experience, I wouldn't say that this is something you want to tackle.
Well, I'm going to keep this copy. And if I come back with the head of an owlbear, you'll owe me.
Absolutely.
All right.
We'll definitely figure out something for you. He kind of like waves his one hand over, because he does have, like I said earlier, he's got like those meats drying up. He has a few things, like a few general supplies. Like, he's got a barrel full of like arrows, like some crossbow bolts, stuff like that. But he also has like some cloaks and swords and stuff like that. That some of them seem to be his. Some seem to be a little bit more. What's the word I'm looking for? A little bit more on display than his usual gear.
Mr. Hunter's Lodge, if I do this for you, do you think you could get me a favor over at the blacksmith?
At the blacksmith? Yeah, we might be able to arrange something. He's like, tell you what, if I don't know you, you don't know me, that's fine. If you can help out the town, maybe something like with the undead thing going on, and I feel confident I will help you in this as best I can. He kind of looks down at his gimp form and he's like, the best that I can.
He's offering to have sex with you.
I certainly hope not.
Not in so many words.
Yeah, how do you feel about a crutch job?
But
I guess I'm going to thank him for his time and head over to the barracks to hear about what they'll pay me if I kill their undead.
Sure. Yeah, so he kind of like waves you off and hobbles back over to his desk. You can roll up the flyer and keep it.
All right. So, Hawk, Ornithar, the two of you make your way over to Town Hall, the largest building in the entire city. The building as a whole looks pretty much kind of shut down for the day. There's not really kind of lights in the window. There's a little bit here and there, so you can probably assume that there may be a small group of people in there. But it's definitely not, doesn't seem to be like, you know, bustling or anything like that. And if you actually go to the door, it is unlocked. You are able to freely walk in, which I'm assuming the two of you do.
Yes.
Can I make a perception roll when we walk in?
Like right before you go in or when you step over the threshold?
Alarms go off.
Well, no, I'm
no, like when we walk in, like I just want to make sure that I look around the place.
Oh, just like the interior then?
Yeah, get a feel for what I'm walking into.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and make that roll for me.
Cool. 12.
Okay. So the general kind of lay of the room is you walk up, and in the center ahead of you, there's sort of like a U-shaped desk, probably like a reception desk or something along those lines. To the left, there seems to be a podium along one wall and a few wooden benches that you kind of get the idea that, you know, there might be some sort of like event here, maybe like a town hall meeting or something along those lines. And then opposite that on the right hand side, there is a kind of a closed off room that has actually like glass on the windows on the inside and you can see through, and there's just seems to be like a very long table and chairs. Maybe this is for like larger, more private meetings aside from the town hall. And there's actually a staircase that goes up to a second floor that you can't see. It's not a loft or balcony or anything like that. That's kind of by the podium. Behind the desk, kind of in the center and then off to the right a little bit as well, there are three small offices, one of which is lit up, and you're able to hear kind of movement coming from that one. But the rest of the building seems more or less uninhabited, at least as far as you can tell.
As long as we're in here, Ornithar, do you think we should search upstairs, or should we like ruffle through the desk a little bit and see if there's anything important that we need some town info or something in there?
I mean, do we really need to snoop through City Hall? We can probably just find whoever's, you know, someone's got to be here. We can just talk to them.
You know what? That is actually an excellent point. I rifle through the desk.
God damn it.
All right, so just the reception desk?
Yeah, we'll start with that. I'm looking for the arc. I remember that Ziggy said that there was an archive of the cemetery somewhere here. I want to see if I can't get my hands on it before the meeting. I want to have as much information as possible.
Okay. Go ahead and let's actually do it as an... let's just do a general perception check.
Okay. That is a 19 plus 2, so 21.
Okay. So you take a good look at this desk. As you're kind of going through the desk, there's really not a whole lot on top. It seems like it's been more or less cleared off. There is a small stack of papers, maybe just half a dozen or so, that all seem to be the same copies of a wanted poster. Very cliche in appearance, just wanted over the top, a rough sketch of the perpetrator. This man looks kind of, you would call him probably stocky, larger. He has a long beard that's been braided, and his head, it's sort of like, it's like an undercut, but it's also kind of like braided back a little bit. The best way I can describe him is if you played Horizon Zero Dawn, he looks like a more aggressive version of Rost, the dad from that game, complete with facial markings and whatnot. At the bottom, it just says wanted for kidnapping. There's a few other charges that seem more mundane, I guess, for regular banditry that you would expect to see, you know, robbing and stuff like that. And it's there's no listed amount on there, but it says please inquire with Ollie at Clarissa's Curiosities.
I stick that in my pocket.
All right, so you pocket that. The rest of the desk is pretty much, I mean, as you're going through it, there's really not a whole lot there. You don't find anything that looks particularly private or anything that holds, you know, great information about the city. There's no, you know, ledgers. There's like a guest book where people could sign in, which seems pretty vacant to say the least.
I sign it Ornithar Deabim.
I'm watching him do this, right?
I would assume so.
Okay. What the hell are you doing?
You know, just keeping an honest record of the fact that we were here.
What?
I erase it.
Whatever.
I erase it.
You erase it with magical fantasy eraser.
I look at him with just extreme suspicion.
I have magical fantasy. It's called ripping out the page.
He rubs his bird on it until it disappears.
Feathers make for great erasers.
He's a multi-purpose bird. He does a lot of things.
As you're like ripping the page out, you notice that there's the door to the room that's lit up opens up, and there's a I'll call him an older man sitting in the doorway. Not old as like elderly, but he just kind of, you know, in modern days, I guess you'd say he probably looks like in mid-50s or so. Buzz cut, kind of clean shaven, looks very, very hard lined. He's kind of standing in the doorway, and he's just like, excuse me, can I help the two of you?
I quickly fold the paper into a swan and kind of gently thrust it in his direction.
Jesus God.
Wait, you did what?
He's doing some origami shit.
He saw me ripping the page out of the book. I gotta do something.
Would that be a performance role?
That's what I'm looking at. What?
Animal handling?
Performance or sleight of hand? I'm gonna go with sleight of hand.
You son of a bitch, say performance.
No.
This is gonna be the derpiest swan ever.
Leave origami to the rogue, thank you very much.
That's a 4+0.
Oh, nice. All right. You take the paper and you attempt to origami it into a swan. And really it just becomes kind of like a crumpled ball with like two little wings on the side. And it's kind of like just lazily falls to his feet.
And I say, hail and well met, sir.
After throwing the ball.
Yes, my name is Hawk Robinson, and I'm actually looking for
As soon as you say your name, like his kind of he got like kind of like aggressive when you threw the ball, but you say your name and he kind of like softens back to his original pose. But anyways, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. No, my name is Hawk Robinson. I'm looking for Lord Lionel Bloodwell. I got this letter here. And this guy next to me, this is my partner.
My name is Alanor Rigby.
Oh my God.
Apparently today. And we're here to talk to you about this letter that you sent.
He's like, all right, great. No, I've been expecting you. And he looks over at Alanor Rigby and is like, you, not so much, but he kind of looks back over to Hawk. He's like, he's an associate of yours?
Yeah. And then I look at Robinson, and Robinson looks back at me, and we just sort of walk into the office.
I have an eyebrow raised this entire time, and I am perplexed, but I'm going to go ahead and walk with him.
So he kind of ushers the two of you into his office. It's pretty small. There's a lot of essentially like filing cabinets, or I guess bookcases would probably be a better one. A lot of bookcases. They do not seem to be pleasure reading books based on the cover. They look more numbered than named, if that gives you any kind of indication. He's got a large wooden desk that kind of dominates the whole of the office. There is a bench kind of along the far wall opposite the office, but there are two chairs that are kind of pulled up, which is convenient for the two of you.
I sit in one, I place Robinson in the other.
I will stand there.
I forgot the bird was inside.
Yep.
Forgot the bird. Okay.
He gets to sit down too. Elanor can stand.
All right. So he kind of goes back to his desk. He sits down at his own desk, and he kind of looks between you and the bird and then back at Elanor. And he's just, okay. So anyways, I assume you're here to help assist with this whole undead problem that we've been having here.
So that is primarily why I came. Your letter did seem to have a certain sense of urgency to it. And believe it or not, we may have gotten a little taste of just how bad things are on our way into town.
What do you mean?
We ran into a group, by a cart that had been overturned, and it wasn't long after we got too close, that three men who otherwise seemed to be very dead suddenly were very not dead, and then shortly thereafter, very dead again. So, that was small scale, but I'm assuming based on your letter that we're probably not the first people to notice this is going on.
Right. No, this has been a problem we've been encountering for several weeks now. And then just so you guys know, just for the sake of providing you with some out of character general knowledge, undead are not a wholly uncommon thing. Basically, it's believed that if magic of some sort kind of seeps into a corpse, it will animate and come back to life. Typically, this happens on a very small scale, you know, once every now and then, one or two zombies or skeletons here or there, aside from the usual other things to come up with undead, like necromancy, which for some of that you guys encountered, three undead that are just waiting there, you would have known that that's typically not the case. Usually when an undead occurs, they sort of like aimlessly kind of wander around until they are eventually put back down. Anyways, backtracking from that, so he had mentioned that this has been going on for several weeks. He kind of sits forward a bit more and he's like, yeah, I must be honest, you're not the first person I've reached out to about this. We had a group of local adventurers not too long ago, maybe about a week ago, and they offered to aid in this problem, and they went to the cemetery. That was their plan, is what they said, and we have not seen or heard from them since.
And I want to look over at Eleanor, and sort of in a telling voice, because I know that he's not keen on sharing too much information about himself, I sort of give him the floor to give any more specific details. I say, is there anything you remember about what we ran into that you want to share?
Not at the moment, no.
Now, you said this has been going on for a couple of weeks now, and obviously, you know, something that we all sort of have come to terms with, you know, undead or not wholly uncommon. But is there anything unique or telling that made you really feel like, you know, this is a problem, that you would reach out to me at all, let alone, I mean, I understand I might not be the first option, but I'm definitely the best. But what reason would...
I snort when he says that. Just a little bit. Just like a...
That's good.
I smack Eleanor across the face.
I'm behind you.
I know. I turn around.
It's more so the frequency of it. Being so close to such a large cemetery, it's not uncommon for them to pop up here more so than other cities. But it's the frequency, the quantity of them, and the fact that they seem to be working with a more unified purpose, which wasn't apparent right away, so we didn't think it was a major problem. But as this has been going on, we're afraid that there's somebody pulling the strings.
And has anybody new come to town recently or been inquiring around the town recently? Somebody that, you know, is not a regular here, not someone who regularly passes through, that might, you know, give us an idea of what might be causing this to happen?
Being on the Copper Road, we get a lot of people passing through. Maybe they stay for a few days at most to resupply or rest. Typically, people, you know, don't stay here for an extended period of time. I can say with a fair amount of confidence that I don't believe anybody has come to town and stayed in town throughout the duration of this. The only person who has stayed for any duration would be a man named Father Jarvis. He's with the church, but he arrived not not too long ago, maybe perhaps just a few days. And so this was already well in effect before he came.
And do you know where Father Jarvis is staying if we wanted to speak to him?
I believe he had a room at the Lazy Sage where he was staying. He's been in and out through the archives doing some research, and I believe he was headed north. There's an old town, smaller than this even, that used to be up towards the north, up by the mountains, called Hallbrook. It's ruins now after the massacre, but he was headed there for some reason.
So you've just said two words that interest me very much. Well, let's go in order. You said archive. Do you have an archive of the cemetery that I might be able to get access to?
We keep a lot of records upstairs, mostly trade ledgers, you know, just general running town business. And there's a few historical records about the town and nearby area that we keep just for posterity and just to have a written history of it. There would be a fair amount of information about the cemetery in there, I'm sure. That's mostly how this town came to be. So,
and do you have any problem with us going up there, perhaps, and taking a look around?
No. If you believe that it pertains to, you know, helping us, absolutely, by all means. It's not locked, and I'll let my secretary know that if she sees you coming in, that you have clearance to go up there. The only thing that I ask is that if you were ever wanting to remove a document, that you let us know so we can track that.
Absolutely. And then the other question, you mentioned a massacre at Holbrook. I'm not familiar. Would you mind filling me in?
He kind of gets a little solemn at this, and he kind of drops his head for the first time through the conversation, where normally he's been very attentive. But he says, yes, the Akis massacre happened a few years ago. Not to give you the, you know, bore you with all the details, but there was this strange beast creature that was roaming the area around here, around Hallbrook. Ultimately ended up being tracked to and staying in Hallbrook, and in an attempt to slay the beast, most of the city ended up going in flames along with it. There'll also be a more detailed history in the archives as well.
Okay, and any chance that you guys have noticed that any of these undead, or anybody in the town perhaps recently, has ended up with any kind of weird markings on any part of their body, like the back of their hand or something of that sort that just seemed unrecognizable or unusual?
No. Thankfully, we haven't had any casualties from the undead. The guards have been doing a fantastic job of, when they come close enough to the city, of dispatching them. So, yeah, I can't say that we particularly examine the undead bodies for anything like that after we have dealt with them. But I haven't had anybody report anything to me that seemed suspicious like that.
Okay. Yeah, I think that that's all the questions that I have then, Lord Bloodwell. This is something that we will definitely look into and see if we can't take care of for you, especially perhaps with a little bit more luck than the first group that went in. And I forgot to ask, how many adventurers went in the first time?
It was three. And in regards to the assistance on this, if you could do the research on the archives, I would greatly appreciate it. I think that due to the amount of time that he's spent up there, you may also benefit from speaking with Father Jarvis. He just left yesterday, so I can't imagine that he'll be too long. It's not far to that town at all. So you may wish to speak with him and pick his brain, as he's already gone through the archives, perhaps combine, you know, your forces on that. But as far as the cemetery goes, if I'm being honest with you, I sent the letter to you before this group of adventurers had gone in. And I honestly have reservations about letting more people into the cemetery. Because if these three people are dead because I asked them to go in there, then that blood is on my hands, and I don't wish to have any more. What I would ask is that if you can be more capable than these past three that went there, then I will happily give you access to the cemetery.
I would like to say that with my previous background and experience, you really don't have too much to worry about. I have to be honest with you. I'm a little more familiar with things of this nature than your average adventurer. And worst case scenario, if anybody's blood gets spilled, it'll probably just be Alanor's, and that's not really a big deal.
I smirk.
So no, I think the only thing we have left to discuss really is payment for yes. this job.
Yes, if you can resolve this crisis once and for all for me, the current price that I have right now is 125 gold pieces.
Okay, that should be more than sufficient. I think we can very much work out a deal in that regard. And then I stand up to shake his hand.
Okay, yeah, and he shakes your hand. He kind of also moves over to Alanor to shake his hand as well.
I shake as well.
And then Robinson flies up onto his arm real quick and then flies off to shake his hand too. I know it's late, Lord Bloodwell. Do you mind if we just sort of peek our head upstairs into the records room before we retire?
No, go ahead. You won't have too much time. I'm going to be closing down and locking up the building for the night. But until I'm ready to go, you're more than welcome to head up there for the time being. I'll let you know when I'm getting ready to close down.
Much appreciated. Let's head upstairs.
So you guys go upstairs. It is kind of it when you get to the bottom of the staircase, you notice that it's like roped off, and one of the ones where you can just undo the little clasp, move it over, walk through. Nothing fancy. And you go upstairs, and the upstairs is just like rows upon rows upon rows of bookcases, some of which have books. Some of which have scrolls. I imagine it would look very similar to the library in Game of Thrones in the Citadel.
I was kind of hoping you were going to say Beauty and the Beast. I don't know why.
It's weird that you made that reference because, Ornatar, when he sees the room full of, get this stuff, isn't it neat?
I look over, before we get sued, I look over at Ornatar and I say, hey, bud, is that a scroll in your pocket or are you just happy to see me?
Oh, yes. Ornatar is visibly aroused. He goes through government documents in lieu of conventional pornography.
Do you have anything specific to government documents? I know that's like a focal point.
I'm so glad you asked me that, Ken.
I should have just had this written down and just avoided this whole conversation.
Yeah, we could have had this whole adventure without him talking.
Yeah, you could have just let me sneak up there and I would have found this stuff in like 3 minutes. No, I have I chose in my background of a courtier, I got the court functionary feature, which basically allows me to know how to parse and how to talk to government officials. But yeah, you did fine. And figure out exactly where to find documents and information that I need if they are in, say, an archive.
Oh, well, perfect. So that works out well.
And I've got the sage background so that I know where, if I don't know something, I know where to find the information that I'm looking for.
I will say that as you get up here, Justin, or Hawk, whatever you want me to call you, you kind of seem overwhelmed a little bit. There doesn't really seem to be a lot of like rhyme or reason at a glance to how all this shit is like organized and laid out.
This one's all you, Ornithar.
Oh, yeah.
Ornithar, you can tell it's definitely not like a high-end, organization scheme here. It kind of looks pretty haphazard. But after you would like look through a few things, eventually you kind of get the gist of it.
I was going to say, I got to figure out the Dewey Decimal System that they have in place in Hangman's Rest pretty quick.
Hawk, are you actually like looking for anything, or are you just kind of like letting Ornithar kind of go through it?
I think I'm just sort of like walking around, picking up a book, kind of leafing through it, putting it down and getting bored. So then I just start like picking up books and throwing them like frisbees, and Robinson will go and catch them before they fall and fly them back to me. Just kind of killing time until he finds the archive for the cemetery.
Yeah. I mean, you could definitely visibly see that Ornithar is just like way, like he just dives right into it. Ornithar, is there anything specific that you're looking for? Like a keyword or...
Yeah, what's the name of the cemetery again? Because I apparently...
Right. I think, I'm pretty sure it was Honorbound Cemetery.
Yes.
Honorbound, okay.
So you're looking for stuff specifically about the cemetery?
Yes. And also, mostly, I want to make sure that I find, like, kind of like a map, a general layout of it. so that I can have an idea of what we'll end up inevitably walking into, but also, yeah, any news, any kind of relevant details, like maybe if they have like the, say if I can find like the town guards, if they have security logs, maybe that, you know, see if I can find those and back it up about a month and see if maybe that, you know, which day and this started happening and, you know, get that info to continue just being a elven Google.
Are you sharing this information with me, or am I going to have to ask you about it?
I'll talk about it and like set it down on like a main table or something when I find important things.
See if you, just because I don't entirely trust Lord Bloodwell, just see if you find anything like police reports or anything like that to indicate some unruly or unusual behavior within the last month.
Sure. I was going to look for the logs anyways, so all right.
Okay. So you're looking for a lot of shit. Yeah, normally I wouldn't have you roll anything if you're just gonna like spend the day like digging through it, but because you're on a time crunch, go ahead and make an investigation roll.
Yeah, with my +5 bonus, I got a 22.
So pretty quickly, you do find a fair amount of information about the cemetery. Now I will say that with the time crunch, I'll leave it up to you. Are you looking to like read this info, or are you just trying to like make note of it so you can come back later as you already found it and do the actual research later on?
Yeah.
How big are the books that we are currently looking at now that we may not have enough time to read through?
If you would like to put this book in your backpack, it would fit. If that's what you're getting to, you sneaky shit.
The question is, do I want to do that, or is there a window and I could just have Robinson grab them in his claws and fly to the Lazy Sage and meet me there?
You know you can just come back here whenever the fuck you want. You don't have to steal the books.
You also know that you have a fucking rogue in your party and physically with you here and now.
Listen, I said I was going to give them to the bird, Zach. What else do you want from me?
We should switch characters. I think that you're actually trying to angle for a rogue right now.
I think the books would be too heavy for the bird to carry.
Okay. Well, since I can't steal them, cool, then I guess we'll just leave them.
All right. So, Ornithar, you find a big book that seems to be like a history of the cemetery. Nothing that looks like a map, but it looks like there's a fair amount of info here. So you can earmark that one.
While we are trying to figure this out, and I see him trying to, like, weigh the book and see if, like, it'll fit in the bird's talon and everything, I just want to look at him
I'm weighing the bird in one hand and the book in the other.
What will the airspeed velocity of this hawk be while carrying a 9-pound tome? No, I want to just look at Hawk Robinson, the man, and go, like, you think you can bluff the mayor?
Do you think I can bluff the mayor?
Yeah. How good are you at smooth talking, at fast talking, lying?
You saw me do my job downstairs. Not that I was lying to him at all, but I think I could smooth talk him. What do you need me to do?
Oh, I'm just thinking. We need to read all this stuff. He'll probably be aware if we take anything. I mean, it's a little disorganized, but I think that he'd probably still get a feel for like something important being missing. Like, and I just like pick up a book of like the police reports that's probably big because it's like a law, you know, I'm assuming that like the archive of like police reports and stuff is like one big ass journal that, you know, would probably be noticed if it was off a shelf. Just tell him I already left. You sent me off somewhere else.
Okay.
I'll stay here and read and I'll just break out when it's time.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's more than doable.
Yeah. I'm assuming there's like a window in here too, that I could probably cat burglar my way out of without like running down to a door that may have some kind of like alarm on it, whether magical or not.
Yeah. Yeah. There's windows that you could open. Obviously you're on the second floor, but yeah.
Well, I'll manage that, but yeah, I can like probably find a way to cat burglar my way out. Like I have dark vision and I can spend a little while longer reading up on all this stuff and taking some, you know, writing down some stuff and share it with the group later.
All right. I'm pretty sure there was a movie about this with a bank, but go ahead.
Yeah.
I just want to break out is all.
So you're the so you're the small guy inside the safe. Got it. All right. So Ornithar, in that case, I will go and take care of that downstairs. And when can I anticipate you catching up with us again?
Probably another hour or two here to make sure I'm reading up on everything, and then got something I need to do. So probably later this evening, at least by morning.
Okay, then anticipate meeting us all back at the Lazy Sage in the morning, and we can go from there. And if we're not there, we'll leave a note with the proprietors letting you know where we went.
Wonderful.
Okay, so in that case, I collect Robinson, and we step out of the room to go and let Lord Lionel Bloodwell know that I had already sent him away and that I am retiring for the evening.
As you go down the stairs, White Rune, you get off the steps, Lionel Bloodwell, he's coming out of his office and he's like, good timing. Are you all finished for the evening?
Yes. You know, I stayed a little bit later than Eleanor did. He was a little tired. It's been a long day, not counting the run-in with the undead that I was telling you about earlier. So I sent him back to the Lazy Sage for the evening, and I just spent a few more minutes looking around. But clearly there's more up there than I can possibly get done before the end of the night. So I think I'm just going to get some rest myself and come back in the morning and start fresh again.
Go ahead and make a persuasion check, and then I'll give you advantage just because it sounded convincing.
Okay. For persuasion, so that's a 20.
All right, so he just kind of nods and says, all right. Well, you know, if you come back tomorrow, just, you know, like I said, I'll let her know that you're free to go up there as you need to.
I forgot to ask, what's the secretary's name?
You son of a bitch. Cheryl.
Her name is Edison.
Cheryl.
Her name is Cheryl.
And is that C-H-E-R-Y-L or is it S-H?
It's with a C-H.
Okay, so Cheryl, got it.
She's a lovely lady. She's fucking, her name's Cheryl.
How old is she?
She's old, man. She's old.
She's an old man. Got it. All right, Cheryl, old man. Well, then I will stop by and...
Old male secretary Cheryl.
I will see them. That's the pronoun I'm going to use for now in the morning. And I just sort of walk out, you know, no big goodbyes or anything. And as I leave the building, I pull the wanted poster out of my pocket. I take a glance at it, and I head in the direction of Clarissa's Curiosities.
Okay. Yeah, and he kind of leaves with you and, you know, kind of locks up the door and kind of wanders off towards presumably his home. Anyways, so you're up there. You did find the large book kind of about the history of the cemetery and stuff related to it. You are able to find some sort of document that looks like sort of like a police report for the past, you know, couple weeks. I'll say that you don't find anything that's kind of like a newspaper recent events. The town's so small that there's really not a whole lot to discuss. The only thing that I think that
Bobby
you would find...
Bobby fucked a goat again.
The only thing that I think that you would find would be close to that would be kind of a notes that are from like town hall meetings. But at a cursory glance of those, they don't really seem to... interesting or relevant, because it's mostly
they are interesting as hell to Ornatar Deabim.
It's nothing that seems to be relating to that crisis. I mean, people, but anyways, I'll get into that later.
Give
but
me that
okay,
bureaucracy.
You find something that's kind of related to like town hall notes or records, not a full transcript, but something similar. So you find that, you find kind of the security log or you know records of. I guess like would it essentially be like 911 calls more or less. And then you find the book with the history of the cemetery. Anything else that you were looking for?
And I think that's about it. I know you're not physically there, but am I missing anything, Justin?
No, I think that's about it. I would like to know how fantasy 911 calls work.
Well, it's just
help!
The equivalent. Yeah. It's so you've got three things. You've got the history of the cemetery. You've got the police record. And then you've got some sort of like notations, cliff notes for some past town hall meetings. You don't have a whole lot of time. Pick one.
I'm sorry. I have to pick one of these things that I need to grab now?
Well, I mean, you can attempt to take them if that's what you want to do. But I'll say you have enough time to like research one of them more deeply.
If it's any consolation, Zach, my expectation was that you would be taking these.
I mean, I still sort of am thinking about taking them, or at least, like, pulling out of my own little notebook and, like, writing down, like, relevant notes in lieu of being able to, like, highlight the book and jack it from here.
don't jack it anywhere. They'll notice that.
Yeah, they might. Nothing in here looks like boobs. You, if you wanted to take notes on one of these things, you'd be more than
this is what I have time
easy
for.
To do that. Yeah,
find a book.
See,
that
that's
looks
problematic
like
because to find out the history of the event, the town hall minutes or the police reports would be the better options. But for inevitably knowing that I'm going to go into that cemetery and fuck up whoever killed my friend, I would very much like to know everything I can about said cemetery. We have free access here too. I'm literally just
right.
Like
this is just you guys being impatient as shit.
Yes, so he, I need
he,
to...
Can he not, like, is are we deciding that he cannot steal?
He can.
No, I am,
but I mean,
No, I'm making the decision not to steal right now because it's not necessary. Because
you're going for Worst Rogue of the Year award?
I mean, in his defense, in his defense, sneaking in and staying in was also completely not necessary. Y'all just impatient.
I'm going to take the town hall minutes because that is the least relevant thing to it when us coming back tomorrow.
Town hall minutes. Okay.
Yeah. The most obscure random information, but maybe it has something from, say, 2 or 3 months ago that had this dude in a robe was here chanting to some kind of dark crystal. And we were upset about that.
So you're able to go through these records for the town hall. And it's not just the most recent one. There's a few notations in there. A few things stand out to you. Obviously, you can see a point where people start reporting some more undead. Specifically, this is brought up by people noted as Rain Hall. Start mentioning the undead problem. That's kind of the first mention that they have for it recently, about a month ago.
Someone called Rain Hall?
Rain Hall, yeah. You're not too sure what that is, if it's like a person, a family, a thing. It doesn't really specify. Like I said, it's a pretty kind of shorthand note. Nothing significant. It pops up again, but kind of no one in particular mentioning that, hey, this is getting worse. There is a note that's kind of scribbled in that says, Bowell-Myra, M-Y-R-A, ..
Bowell?
Sick. Yeah, Bowell.
Myra, and it just says Bowell Myra sick?
Yeah, like Bowell Myra .. sick.
Okay.
You see that Father Jarvis is mentioned a few times. Well, not a few times, I would say, because he just came in recently. He's mentioned at the most recent one. You see nothing but like glowing information there. Apparently at the last town hall meeting where he was present, he's just done a lot for the community in terms of the church and kind of what they're doing. But nothing else really. Oh, the whole bandit thing. You do see mention of the owlbear, which I don't think you would have information of that from Jason. So there's mention of like the owlbear matron that's kind of in the woods that's being kind of a pain in the ass. And then I'm presuming you also saw the wanted poster. So there's mentions of bandits to the east. Specifically Uja, and that's about that. Everything else just kind of seems more business as usual for a town hall.
Okay. Well, with that in mind, and kind of want to steal something and plan it on Hawk now. No, I'm going to be good this time in my breaking and entering, or remaining and entering. Remaining and leaving? I want to break out of town hall now. How far? You said it's a second story window. Like, is there any kind of like a trellis work on the side of the building? If I go take a peek through that window,
If you were to go through the window, it's not a very far drop down to like kind of like a first story ceiling. I don't know really how to describe it. It looks like how it does on the map, where there's sort of like a ceiling for the first story that slopes down. Then you'd think, you know, you could presumably scurry down that, slide down that, but then you'd have a pretty abrupt fall down from there, which would just be a few feet, a little less than a story.
I do want to start putting, I do want to put the books and stuff back first, so it looks like we were good guests here. I want to then, as soon as I'm all set, like open the window by the land to that landing area or to the sloped roof area, and then I guess climb down and like climb out the window and like try to close that the other window as much as possible, so it just doesn't look like we left a window open, leave no trace. And I guess I'll try to stealthily drop down and then gracefully land on the street and pretend like nothing happened. There's no one looking around, right?
He asks after describing all of this. Go ahead and make a stealth roll. I'll say you have advantage on the stealth roll only because it's dark and it's pretty. It doesn't seem to be busy out.
Okay, well, one roll was a 9, one roll was a 16, so I'm going to go ahead and take the 21.
Okay, so you're fairly certain that no one is able to see you, and as you get to the, as you drop down into the roof, go ahead and just give me a, what is it, athletics, the one that's dexterity-based?
Acrobatics.
Acrobatics.
How does a 14 work?
14? Okay. So as you kind of drop out of the window, you're, like I said, you're pretty confident that no one's noticed you. Your feet hit like the kind of clay shingles, I guess, of the roof. And there's a moment where you kind of slip and slide down a bit, but you're able to kind of stop yourself and regain your balance and painlessly are able to make your way back onto the solid ground.
Well, with that work being done, I think what I want my character to do is, he's been a little pissed off. The initial plan that I was going to do this evening before I went with Hawk was get drunk and be angry. But I guess instead I've made more productive work of myself, and I'd like to go and bury my friend.
Okay, yep. So you can kind of make your way off towards the cemetery. As you make your way off towards the cemetery, you kind of cast a glance over your shoulder back at the town hall. And you notice that the first floor has a number of windows as well. So good job not thinking to just go downstairs and go out the first story window.
I'm better than that.
Anyways, I just wanted to make you feel dumb. So you go to the cemetery, and then we'll go back to everybody else.
And that was episode 3, chapter 3 of Hangman's Unrest. Thank you so much for listening. Whether good or bad, we'd love to hear your feedback. If you'd like to reach out to us, you can find us on all the cool social media places like Facebook, where our name is Lacking Initiative, or on Twitter, where our name is Lack and Knit. That's LACKINIT. Or if you'd rather send us a nice electronic letter, the email address is lackandknit@gmail.com. Remember, Lacking Initiative is a bi-weekly show, so you can catch the next chapter, Chapter 4, of Hangman's Unrest on April 20th. Lastly, Lacking Initiative is part of the Grown Up Geek Network. Head over to grownupgeek.com to check out all the other great podcasts we have, such as Spinebreakers, which is our monthly book club podcast, as well as Implied Nerdity, which is a weekly show dedicated to talking about all kinds of things, ranging from social media to fast food to AI sex robots. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you come back for Chapter 4. See you next time.